Simen Shinalef, Sif Lamates. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a kilo, which was something that could be worn over your body as a talus. It could also be used to hold over yourself like a tent. And this kilo had straps coming out of it. So the halacha is allowed to wear this kilo, wear it like a talus, and go out with Sarabim. And the fact that these straps hanging down is not considered like a master, like you're carrying a load, because these straps are bottled to the talus, they're bottled to the kilo. Now, the derech was to have one strap attached to your belt and the other strap attached to your shoe. Even if you just have it hanging from your belt and the other end of the strap is not attached to your shoe, still, it's not a problem of carrying because the strap is not chashuv, it's bottled to the beged, it's bottled to the belt, and therefore it's not a problem. However, if the straps are made of meshi, are made of silk, then they're more valuable, they're more chashuv, and then they're not bottled. And then it's aser to wear it outside of Sarabim, unless it's attached to the shoe. So then it's serving a function, the strap, by being attached one end to the belt, one end to the shoe. It's doing its job, holding the kilo, holding the beged down. So then it's okay. But if it's made out of meshi, and it's loose hanging, it's not attached to both ends, then it will be a problem of carrying. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same really applies to any time you have something hanging from a beged that's attached to one end and hanging out the other end. Let's say the lowest loops on clothing that got ripped and they're just hanging down, and it's not chashuv. So then you're allowed to go outside with your sarabim. If it's something that is chashuv, and it's usher to go out with it into a sarabim. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains over here, we're talking about straps that either may have some cheap material, or like we said, if it's made out of meshi, then it's chashuv, and then it is a problem of carrying if it's loose hanging. However, if you have a belt that has like golden threads hanging at the edge, that's pasha, that's mutter, because that's a noy. That's like a takshit. It's almost like a piece of jewelry. It's nice for the belt to have this thing hanging. So that's pasha mutter al takshit. Here, discussing that even if it's made out of silk, so it's chashuv enough that if it's hanging loose, it could be an issue of carrying, but it's not chashuv enough to have the heter of being a tachshit. We discussed in the previous sif, sif lamaches, if you have tzitzis on a beged, even the tzitzis are cheap, but since you das lahashlim, you plan, if the tzitzis became possible, you das is to fix them up, that they should be kosher, and add more tzitzis to it should be kosher. So now it's a problem of carrying, if you plan on fixing up the tzitzis and making them kosher, and therefore they have chashivas. And it goes by this rule that any that's chashuv and it's loose hanging would be a problem of carrying. So it seems that any time there's something hanging from a beged that you're not planning on fixing it, you're just leaving it like that, has no kashivas on its bottle, unless it may have expensive material like silk. However, if you are planning on fixing it and putting it back together again, it's night to lahashlim, so to speak, then it would be a problem of carrying. So this kibin negeya, many people on a tie, on a necktie, it has in the back like a loop that either you can put the back of the tie through, or it has a loop that has the name of the company, the brand of the tie in it. So as long as that loop is attached properly at both ends, it's fine. If the loop gets ripped on one end and now it's hanging a little bit, so if you're going to leave that as such, or you're going to cut it off, but you're never planning on reattaching on the second side, then it's fine. If your das is to reattach it after Shabbos and sew back on the second side, this way you can put the back of your tie through it, then it would seem to be usher to wear the tie outside now with this loop hanging in the back, since as the chashivas, because that's lahash, let me plan on fixing it. Sif mem, a hat, that the brim of the hat is wide and sticks out of tevach, so it's usher to wear it even in the house, the problem of oil. And the Mishnah explained, you're talking about that, the brim, it was stiff, it's not something that hangs down, and therefore it's considered like oil. If it's something that's loose, like flappy, that's something like a glima, just part of a beged, and it would be okay. Now, we're talking about the tevach wide, because that's the shear for oil. Even though an oil usually has to have the fineness, it has to have walls also, still this could be considered an oil array, and it's asur rabbanan, because the hat we're discussing over here is actually had a wide brim on purpose, in order to protect you from the sun. Imagine like the front of a baseball cap. If it's a tefach, it will be a problem, because it's hard, it doesn't flop back and forth, it's stiff, and also, it's made to protect you from the sun. That's why it has that front part in front. Mishnah Berurah discusses a certain type of hat called britluch. He says that even though it goes to tefach wide, the oil is not to be mekel, and the Chaim said many reasons. First, they say it's not stiff enough, unless you stick like a piece of paper or cardboard in it to stiffen it, otherwise it's not stiff enough. Also, the kavanah about his hat with the brim was not for sale to give you shade from the sun. Like our hats nowadays, even if you have a wide brim that's a tefach wide, the kavanah is not to provide shade. It's not wide, it's just a certain style on how the hats are. Also, if the brim is slanty on an angle, it's another tzad heter. Also, the Eli Rabba says that Rashi holds that there's no oil by hat b'chlal, because derech malbush, derech levisha, so we're samach on that too. And therefore, place with a noig to your mekel, even if it is meant for tzel, is meant to protect you from the sun, you should not be moicha. A place which does not have a particular minute, the shemach b'chlal, the shulchan aruch, that is meant for tzel, then you should not wear that hat on Shabbos if it has the brim a tevach wide. There are people who don't want to put the talus over their hat, because they're afraid the talus is going to hang down like oil with walls. Others are mekel. But lemaisa, because of that, the people who don't wear a talus over the yarmulke at all by davening, that's definitely a mistake. Lagabe using an umbrella on Shabbos, that's also an issue of oil. Mishnah Berurah says he discusses in other places in Simchat Tzvav.